One of the things that that's coming down the pike is a set of tools for protecting yourself, protecting your content when you are going to be collaborating with others on the internet. One of these is the TPN, so I'm actually surprised we don't have a bunch of presentations on that today. It's the Trusted Partner Network, which is something that provides you a framework and some assessment criteria for being able to protect content and engineer systems to help help protect the content as you develop it. So why edit in the cloud? And so if there's really one takeaway, I think, from this 15 minutes is that, yes, you can. There are systems, there are tools that are in place to allow you to address the scale that is, is happening to everybody. As you're generating more content, and we see, hundreds and hundreds of shows coming out from streaming services, the fact that these are all now in 4K resolution, that, we're shifting to high frame rates, and eventually 8K is going to be coming out as well. The amount of content that's being generated is going to be very difficult to stay ahead of. How do you scale? Well, it's going to be through collaborating. It's going to be through using artists that are all over the world. It's going to be using systems that unfortunately no longer fit in your on-premise environment, whether that's because of the number of hard drives it requires or the amount of compute capacity to manage that. One of the other issues is that if you are going to be doing that collaboration, that you don't have that direct control over your artist community. You're drawing from people that might be in India or Brazil or somewhere in Europe. So these are people that have the artistry and the talent to contribute to your content, but they're not sitting there. You don't have the four walls around them, and you're having to enable a scenario that can be fundamentally worrisome. So in the past, the way that a lot of these things have been done, particularly with editorial, has not been, it's not cloud friendly. A lot of the security that has been used in that is security by obscurity or simply, by providing an air gap. In today's world, that's not really possible anymore. And really, when you get down to it, the air gap and the locked door is not an effective security tool. The insider threat, there's all kinds of other ways to exfiltrate data out of an environment. So when you start looking at doing the stuff in an internet-connected way, what are some of the challenges that you need to consider? One of these, of course, has already been discussed, is the supply chain. Where is all this content going? Where is it coming from? Who has the authority to access it? The piracy, as the panel this morning was addressing, is happening in the production process. It's not just that somebody manages to steal a mezzanine file. It's it's scenes. It's scripts. It's any type of asset that helps in the production of content. The challenge already mentioned of just the sheer scale of what you are creating, the number of people that have to be involved, and just the amount of information that is that's moving around. When you're having to do this in an internet-connected world, and you're dealing with this massive amount of data, you might be forced into using mechanisms that are not by themselves the most secure. It was mentioned this morning that in a lot of locations, because there's not high bandwidth internet, people are still moving drives on a sneaker net. And that just by itself is bad for security. So one of the things that, a bunch of things that cloud provides is not only the ability to scale and to enable that collaboration around the world, but you can apply other kinds of mechanisms, other kinds of analytics to enable these different kinds of scenarios. So on the one hand, yes, you're getting a bunch of capabilities to have that remote collaboration. You can have workstations that run in the cloud. You can have entirely virtual studios running without having to have a physical presence. But one of the things that cloud is actually going to deliver for you is a much greater depth of security. So we saw on the slide a couple moments ago that if you're operating in a very isolated environment and you have, you know, you do have some physical security, that does provide you some benefit. So it can be a little bit, you know, scary to be thinking about, now I am actually putting my edit bay on an internet connection. I'm letting people log in remotely to access this content. And that becomes, you know, extremely worrisome. But in a cloud environment, you have the tools and you have the fundamental architecture to be able to secure that kind of an environment at the same time that you're enabling collaboration and that you're enabling that high scale. So you think about cloud fundamentally, it is architected for security. These are vast data, you know, data systems spread all over the world in highly secure data centers. So there is more security technology going into that than, you know, most production companies would ever be able to even dream of implementing on their own. Scott mentioned in his opening remarks this morning that we have 1,800 security engineers focused just on doing security. But I would actually posit that it's more like 100,000 engineers because of the secure development lifecycle, because of security training mechanisms, everything else that goes on, you know, from a cloud provider point of view is designed to protect that infrastructure. So you're getting the benefit of those, you know, 100,000 engineers around around the world, from, you know, operations to support to you know, to source code development, that are all focused on protecting protecting your most valuable assets. The cloud is also going to give you a bunch of additional tools, whether it's multi-factor authentication, advanced encryption, you know, secure network tunneling, all of these things that are aimed at enabling you to conduct secure operations in the cloud. And these things just exist natively. Some of them, you know, it's just flipping a switch in order to turn on encryption at rest. Well, actually, encryption at rest is by default, but you know, to turn on multi-factor authentication, which in your own, you know, environment might be, you know, several weeks to roll out a system to be able to do that. In the cloud, you can just turn it on, and it's, you know, part of what you're paying for in the service. So, talking about editing in particular, you know, we have a couple of partners in that space, most notably Avid. Who has been moving all of their you know, software services and their client capabilities into Azure, everything from a media composer on a client, which could be running in a virtual workstation, to, you know, software services like Media Central or Cloud UX that allow you to enable collaboration, but again, very securely, because this isn't an on-prem system. It's all, you know, fenced off in a cloud environment. You're using something where, you know, your data is isolated in your subscription, and you're just using a service that somebody else is providing. But it also gives you a level of intelligence about being able to look at what's going on in your data. And this is something that's very hard to do in an on-prem system, if not impossible when it's completely isolated from the internet, is that, you know, you've got tools embedded in the platform for being able to figure out what's going on, where, by whom, and for what. So if, you know, you've got 10 people working on a production, you know, maybe one of them is a malicious insider. Well, you've got the analytics that are built into the cloud platform that can access the data for, you know, for who's logging into that system. And you can then run processes that are going to identify, you know, gee, was somebody running something at a time of day when they really shouldn't have been in the edit bay, you know, and they're accessing it from Hungary instead of LA. It's a pretty good indicator that something foul is going on. So this gives you the ability to actually start doing media creation in the cloud, whether that's, you know, editing for downstream distribution, like to airlines for, you know, playback on a you know, on a flight, or, you know, your first release content that's ultimately going to be distributed to theaters. So this is actually happening today. It's not just that you can go and do it at some point in the future. These are systems that are available right now. That have been security validated. So our friends at ISE have actually gone through and done, you know, security assessments. So we build a reference architecture. They go in, And they run the penetration testing. They look at the controls. They define a number of elements that are, you know, elements of user customization, so that you can provision your own environment. You can customize it, you know, based on your particular needs, whether it's a hybrid workflow, whether it's completely in the cloud. And it's all done in a very prescriptive nature, using the frameworks that that are part of the MPAA best practices, part of the Trusted Partner Network, as well as custom controls that that are designed for the Azure, and in this case, the Avid environment, rather than just trying to apply general policies that could be, you know, interpreted in any number of ways. So I'll just give you a moment to read this. So this is just a set of example controls and considerations. Don't feel like you have to take a picture of it. As Guy said, all this will be available online. But it's just a summary of the kinds of things that we're looking at as part of the guidance that we provide in how to deploy a secure cloud environment. Whether it's encryption, whether it's identity and access management, whether it's network and protocol configuration, what we're doing is defining all of this ahead of time so that you don't have to to roll out an environment yourself and then figure out how are you going to lock it down. This way we have scripts, we have templates, we have tools that will automatically plug into the environment, whether it's antivirus or multi-factor authentication, so that before you start putting your content in it, then the infrastructure is already there. It's already, taken into consideration all of these different aspects of protecting content in an internet-connected world. Dig the animations, man. If you haven't used the latest version of PowerPoint, there you go.
Shameless.
Well, it does say Microsoft on the wall here somewhere, so kind of. And actually, I think a lot of these points have already been hit on this morning about protecting data wherever it goes. Always have that eye towards who's accessing it, where is it going, who should be accessing data at any given time. This is a new way of thinking. This really is kind of a sea change in the industry of moving from physical and analog systems to digital and connected environments. It requires a new approach, and as we've seen, defense in depth is really going to be the key to protecting things in a connected environment. So we do have new tools available. We ask me afterwards. There are some places that you can go to download them, and then just in the closing seconds. We do a lot of this work. So there are over 75 different assessments and certifications that Azure undergoes on an annual basis. And this is just part of what we do as far as fundamental services in the platform, to red team, blue team exercises, to hardcore security training for developers. This is this is all part and parcel of what we do as a cloud platform. So use it to get secure, use it to scale, use it to collaborate, and yes, you can actually do it right now. Thanks.
Joel Sloss, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much, Joel.